This update brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe, Chevy, Buick, and GMC all in one location. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Bad Axe residents have eagerly awaited the arrival of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and their excitement is tangible as the grand opening festivities commenced on Friday. With a line stretching out to the road and people waiting patiently inside, residents are clearly thrilled for the return of finger-lickin' good fried chicken. The site, formerly occupied by Pepper's Mexican Restaurant and Burger King, has been revitalized by K.A. Mills, a renowned commercial construction company. On May 17th, where life tastes better and they do chicken right, the new staff worked together calmly and efficiently to ensure everyone was served promptly. "We're excited to open in Bad Axe," said Darla Bowen, the marketing director who was on site to ensure a smooth opening. "Prepare to indulge in the iconic taste of KFC and join the celebration as Bad Axe embraces its return to the unforgettable flavors of Kentucky Fried Chicken. As the saying goes, there's fast food, and then there's KFC." On April 30th, around 7:12 p.m., an employee at the East Side Party Store called 911 after a man allegedly entered the store and stated he was going to murder his ex-girlfriend. Stephen Orlando Emmett, 46, of Bad Axe, was swiftly apprehended by the Huron County Sheriff's Department in Verona Township following the store's alert. During an interview with the complainant, Huron County Sheriff's Sergeant noted signs of injury on the victim's neck. She expressed reluctance to report the incident out of concern for Emmett's well-being. On May 16th, Emmett appeared via Zoom from Huron County Jail, facing charges including assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, aggravated stalking, and domestic violence, second offense. Defense counsel sought the lifting of the no-contact order, and the assistant prosecutor informed the court that the complaining witness had requested to dissolve the no-contact order initially imposed in the case. However, the assistant prosecutor noted that a no-contact order had been issued by the 37th District Court in Warren due to an earlier domestic violence charge for which the defendant was on probation. That order had been previously amended to a no-hostile contact order when the incident took place in Huron County. The magistrate, Jessica Testel and Reinke, considering the severity of the allegations and Emmett's prior domestic violence conviction, set bond at $5,000 with a 10% provision. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Riding along in my automobile.
Get 0.9% or 1.9% 36-month financing on select Buick and GMC models at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Just sign and drive with your first month's lease payment waived on Buick Encore GX and GMC Terrain. How about a 2023 Buick Envision Sport Touring all-wheel drive with moonroof, heated leather power seats, power liftgate, and more? Only $37,961. Lease it as low as $375 a month. Get behind the wheel of 2024 Buick Envision Sport Touring with heated seats and steering wheel, power lift gate, wireless charging, and adaptive cruise control. Only $26,537. Lease it as low as $364 a month. Truck buyers get 2.9% 72-month financing on GMC Sierra crew cabs. GMC, we are professional grade. Lease prices based with $2,000 down on a 36-month 12,000-mile per year lease. Hurry to Flannery Auto Mall, 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
And playing the radio with no particular place to go.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
For around 5 hours, northbound lanes of I-75 in Saginaw County were closed Friday morning as the Michigan State Police 3rd District investigated a homicide that occurred around 4:45 a.m. near the Holland Road M46 exit ramp. MSP Tri-City Post updated the situation via their X platform, formerly known as Twitter, stating that an 80-year-old Bay City man was shot while driving and later pronounced deceased. The freeway closure on May 17th extended from the Holland Road M46 interchange to the Southern I-75 interchanges as MSP conducted their investigation. Complaints surfaced on social media with individuals reporting being stuck on I-75 for over an hour due to the closure. Authorities have stated that this appears to be an isolated incident with no known threat to the public. The investigation is ongoing, and further updates are anticipated. In recent months, the specter of non-citizens voting in the U.S. has erupted into a leading rallying cry for Republicans. They say new legislation is necessary to protect the sanctity of the vote as the country faces unprecedented illegal immigration at its southern border. Non-citizen voting already is illegal in federal elections, and there is no indication it's happening anywhere in significant numbers. States have mechanisms to check whether voters on their rolls are citizens. Still, Republicans at the federal and state level are introducing legislation and fall ballot measures to ensure it remains at the forefront of voters' minds in November. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe, Chevy, Buick, and GMC all in one location. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. And the temperature is currently 59 degrees. Wind speeds are simply calm, and the humidity is at 94%.